And then when he would sit there and gesture, at one point I remember, Begum Akhtar, you know, she was a favorite in the whole of India. And I mean, a famous singer, the Kavali. She was the queen of Tumri and Ghazals and all that. And Baba always liked her singing. Baba said, just as in English singing, Jim Reed's voice touches my heart, so in Indian singing, Begum Akhtar's voice touches my heart. So can you imagine our joy when she rubbed Baba and she came to entertain Baba with her singing? She has been in Merazar, she has been in Guru Prasad. In Guru Prasad, Baba gave her a ring with his picture, like he has given to others also. So Baba gave her, she put it on, and when at one time Begum Akhtar was sitting on one side of him, and she wanted a picture with Baba, and Maharani Shanta Devi of Baroda, Guru Prasad belonged to her, she offered it to Baba to use whenever he liked. In fact, she wouldn't even let her family come as guests any time of the year, because she said, I never know when Baba might want to come. This is now only for him to come. Mm-hmm. But one side of Baba sat Begum Akhtar, and one side Maharani Shanta Devi. And just as the picture was being clicked, because Baba said, all right, take a picture. They want that in lust. And at that time, Begum Akhtar put out her hands and caught hold of Baba's feet. I have the picture. Mm-hmm. Now, because she wanted that. She wanted the world to know, I. Mm-hmm. And the Mohammed, she's a Muslim. She was a Muslim. And Mohammedans don't touch feet of a master, even when they're paying obeisance to their saints, their masters. It's always the kissing of the hand. But she had done it. So anyway, when she was in Merazat, she had lunch with us, and she was seated here, right here, and Baba's on the chair there, and we were here, because we couldn't be with the men, so we were seated here, and the curtain was closed, but just enough so that Maya could have a peek and see Baba on the chair. We could peek up, you know, we women could just see Baba there. Mm-hmm. And Begum Akhtar was singing. And so she said, Baba, I want to sing a song to you which I have composed myself for you. So Baba said, sing. So she sang the song, and she was, as she was singing to Baba, tears were running down her cheeks, and Baba was pleased. And to share that moment was so precious. And at any time when there was a program like that, to share moments like that with Baba giving of himself to a gathering was very beautiful. So Baba used to have a box of kerchiefs on that little table there. And how often he has given kerchiefs. So he took one kerchief and said to Eris, give it to her to wipe her tears. So Begum Akhtar took the kerchief, she wiped it. The Baba said, keep it. She said, I will always keep it. So to see her come here and sing for Baba was such a joy. And Jim Reeves, of course, we played many, all of his records that we could to Baba. Baba loved it. But one thing I forgot, I'm really talking too much. But when Begum Akhtar was singing, that's what I wanted to say about the gesture, that when she was singing, then she sang once her ghazal, in which in ghazal the lover often complains to the beloved, you know, complains about the beloved's indifference, you know, and sort of after all, in one, the one says, you are the beloved, undoubtedly. But then don't forget, I'm a lover. Mm-hmm. And if there were no lovers, what would you do? Or things like that, you know. Anyway, the one that Begum Akhtar was singing was, now I am alone. Who will listen to my woes of my heart of separation? Who will see to my, you know, who will see to me? Who will listen to me? Who will do this for me? And who, you know, it's in the fire of separation from the beloved, all this. Who will do this now? You know, who's the? And each time when she would say, who, Baba said, I will listen. I will see to it. I will do this. It was so beautiful. And we are apt to forget that.